Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mshanganya, who is broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19.
According to the Ministry of Health in Zimbabwe, 17 people died of COVID-19 yesterday and 826 tested positive for the coronavirus. Currently, more than 1,700 Zimbabweans have succumbed to COVID-19 since March last year.
The Minister of Health also reports that there are currently 5,073 active cases of COVID-19 in the country. Out of over 44,000 people that have tested positive for COVID-19 since March last year, at least 37,524 people have recovered from the disease.
Over 725,000 people have already received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine in Zimbabwe in phase 2 of the COVID-19 vaccination program amid fears of shortages of vaccines in the country. The Minister of Health says Zimbabwe is expected to receive from China 2.5 million COVID-19 doses before the end of the month.
Currently, the ministry has declared local COVID-19 lockdowns in Kariba, Chirundu, Karoi, and some parts of Bulawayo, including Kulumane, Nketa, Emkanwini, Emakandeni, Luveve, Kautu Park, Njube, and the Central Business District.
Most of these areas have dawn to dusk curfews.
And on a sad note, former Warriors and Dynamo's kingpin, Sande Chisambwa, formerly known as Sande Marimo, has died. In a statement, the Zimbabwe Football Association did not disclose the cause of his death. His death comes a few days following the death of former Dynamo's player David Yoki Mandikora and former Dynamo's coach Mick Pule. So ngasikhangela endaweni eziningi kungani abantu sebevalelwa ezindlini nesikhathi kungafika u-6 ntambama akusomelanga kube lo muntu ohambayo kuze kutshaya u-6 ekuseni. Izolo ke uhlangothi lwezempilakahle luvika ukuthi kulabantu abayi-17 ababulewe umkhuhlane lo, kwathi abayi-826 bahlolwe batholakala bele COVID-19. Khona manje nxa sikhuluma kusukela ngombibitho nyakenye sokulabantu abedlula 1,700 kwele Zimbabwe sasawubulawa i-COVID-19. Uhlangothi lolu luyabika njalo ukuthi okwamanje-ke kulabantu abayi-5,073 akuthiwa ngama-active cases awe-COVID-19, phakathi kwabantu abedlula 44,000 asebathestwa batholakala bele COVID-19. Singathi-ke bakhona baphepha kumkhuhlane lo asebefika-ke 37,524. Nxa sisikhangela-ke ukujujwa kumbe ngithi ukujova kwe-Jackson, kulabantu 725,000 abedlula khonapho sibili asebathola i-vaccine kumbe sithi i-dose yokuqala kwezithi bazivikele umkhuhlane lo. Sizwile njalo uhlangothi lwezempilakahle luvika njalo ukuthi-ke badinga ama-vaccine amatsha njengoba khona ngazani ama-doses abekhona u-1 sephelile, so badinga 2.5 million ama-doses e-COVID-19 vaccine. Bese kusithi-ke luyabika njalo uhlangothi lolu ukuthi ama-lockdowns asekhona e-Kariba, e-Chirundu, e-Karoi, kobulawayo siyakwazi ukuthi enkulumane, enketa, emganweni, emakandeni, Luveve, Kautu Park, Njube, the Central Business District, kukhanya ngani akumelanga abantu behambe ngesikhathi nxa usiso kulokhu sitshayile kusiyafika u-6 ekuseni abantu bengahambahambi kunjalo sibili. So ke sibe sikhumbula ukuthi kwezenguqu kulo Sunday Marimo obesesaziwa khathesi ngokuthi ngusunday Chisambwa, ludoda wayedlalela-ke i-Dynamos, wadlalela futhi ke-Zimbabwe Warriors, kasekho, waphinda njalo waba umqeqeshi wamaqembu nalawo. So-ke izifa ibika ukuthi hhayi kasekho umnumzana, kodwa bathonga ukuthi engabe bulewe kuyini. Kusanda kubhubha-ke u-David Yoki Mandikora, lo Mick Pule siyamkhumbula, uMick Pule wayekhotsha iDimbare. So siyakwazi ngesikhathi leso abantu laba babedlala ibhola, ikakhulu nxa ukhumbula uSunday Marimo, kumbule njalo lo David Yoki Mandikora. ngabantu abavedlala sibili ibhola kumangalisayo. So kunjalo ke Marvelous.
Aiwa kune avo vachango bva kupinda pachirongwa chedu tinokuchendamidza ine mufaro. Pano pachirongwa chedu cheLive Talk apo nhasi tine gango. Asi nyaya huru yatiri kutaura nayo inyaya yechirwere cheCOVID-19 uyezve nenyaya yemamiriro akaita nhomba dzeCOVID-19 munyika pari zvino. Atichiona isu kuti bazi rezveutano riri kuzivisa iro kuti pane vanhu 6 vakawanikwa vachishaya neCOVID-19 nezuro. Uyezve panyaya iyoyo pane vanhu zvakare takatarisa uwandu hwevanhu vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Pari zvino pane vanhu vanodaudzira 1600 vashaya kubva kudenda iri recovid-19 kubvira denda iri ratanga gore rapfuura muna Machi. Uyezve pari zvino vanhu vawanikwa vachibayiwa nhomba yatingati iye pasecond phase yechirongwa chiri kuitwa nebazi rezveutano vasvika ivo pa700,000 pari zvino. Nyika inoti iyo inoda kuti pawanikwe pachibayiwa vanhu 10 million kuti pave paine yavanoti ivo herd immunity yavari kutaura iyo kuti pari zvino panoda kuti kana vanhu ve 10 million vabayiwa denda iri harizowanikwa vachiri chibata vanhu vazhinji. Uyezve tinotarisa isu kuti pari zvino nzvimbo dzakawanda dzawanikwa idzo dzaiswa pavari kuti ivo pamahotspots munzvimbo dzakadai seMashonaland West kune dzimwe nzvimbo zvakare kuBulawayo kuri kuwanikwa iko vanhu vachinzi vasawanikwe vachifamba-famba kuitira kuti denda iri risawanikwe zvakare richipararira. Tinotarisa kuti hurumende yakazivisa zvakare kuti zvikoro zvanga zviri kufanira kuvhurwa zvakambomiswa kuti zvivhurwe nemavhiki maviri. Uyezve pari zvino tinotarisa kuti pane nhau dzachangobva kutambira kuti vaimbova murayiridzi wechikwata chemawarriors vasande chidzambwa vashaya. Hatisati taziva kuti vashaya kubva kuchii asi hatiri kunzwa kuti pari zvino vawanikwa ivo vachishaya vakawanikwa zvakare vari veDynamos asi tikazoona vari murayiridzi wemawarriors. Saka ndozvimwe zvatange tiri kukurukura nazvo ipo pano tichitarisa kuti vanhu vari kuona sei zviri kuitika panguva ino yeCOVID-19 panguva apo vanhu vazhinji vari kutaurwa ivo kuti vasawanikwe vachikwira mabhazi akazara. Nekuti tinoona kuti kunzvimbo dzakadai seChinoi mapurisa emo atotaurira vatyairi vemabhazi kuti vasazadze vanhu mumabhazi kuitira kuti denda iri risarambe richipararira munzvimbo iyoyi Gibbs.
Yeah, kunjalo Marvelous. I've been having a show before this one. It's called Zimbabwe Today as Tokeni. So we were discussing this COVID-19 issue with Ezra Chisaswanda. And he was actually going around Bulawayo, where there are these localized lockdowns. So he was speaking to so many people, and he met these two ladies, and they were actually talking about what COVID-19 is all about and what these lockdowns mean to them. Let's hear what they were discussing here.
Into le tina ya stika ya kulu ngoba silonga zwisisi silonga kakisisi ngayo ngoba I lockdown singahlala phansi government ayisindisi sina singabo mama abasebenza ya single parents and siphila ekhareni siphila sithengisa ukuze siphilise imuli zethu but bona all of a sudden uyazwa kuphungutha kule lockdown and somele sihlale ezindlini thina igovernment ayisindisi ngalutho ngokuhlala ezindlini. Thina siphila ethareni sisebenza ukuthi khonokho esikutholayo it's hands to mouth siphilisa abantu abethu. The moment kuthiwa sihlale phansi akusela lutho esilutholayo somele sihlale phansi kodwa sisela income.
Kodwa khonapho esisebenzela khona kuyabe kumekuthi sibhadale sibhadala 11 years akuvunyelwa bhondi nebhondi akusibhadala inkalakahle.
So lapha ngeli ndlela iyabhadala imali nethu uhulumende labo osirikazini
sibhadala $11.50.
So nazo kuyavalwa ngo-3 kufanele ukuthi awenzeka lotolo kodwa ukuthi ubhadale futhi kurapho
uyabona kathi isikhathi bani
emini kunje
khona sivele emakethe
yeah.
U-11 siyathi sikade ukubopha
so it's only 4 hours ngiyabe ngithengisele bani 4 hours wathenga wami ngathola lami imali yokuthi ngithela abantwana impuphu lesitshebo sosendlini
lesingu. So lapha-ke manje-ke ndinakomkhotane lolo ukhona yini seke labona umuntu ogulayo
athina siyaze simbona njalo asimazi ukuthi ubonakala njani lokuthiwa uyafuna siyezwa njengakho kuma news kodwa thina ngawetha mekhasa besimbona umuntu ogula
khona bejube togcele kabi corona la etshwala i-hotspot lapha emalokitshini
ye sizobe menshena singaphatha sisake sibona simbona ngumuntu obulawa singazi bona abatshona behamba thina anti ukuthi sitshona sisezitendini zethu sisebenza but asizake angifuni kamba manga
nxa singathi amabhasini lapha kunjani kwakuminyanwa
yinikakhulu yikho sukumangala kuthiwa i-social distance yangikhona kodwa thina siyaqhutshwa size sifakele esitendini
ebhasini zezukolezi
ibhasi zenezezlamabhasi angikhona futhi kawakwani ngoba amabhasi angikhona simelele i-one esuke yemalokitshini silokhe siselayinini khonapha kuthiwa sivale ngo-3 and sizafika ngo-8 silokhe silinde amabhasi
alikhephi i-chao city lizothini
akula ngenye indlela la amapholisa amele abekwazona kulabhasi angisebakhipha leminye
ithoina sona sesihamba ngenyawo sometimes sesivalekele ukuthi siyachaywa ngamapholisa ngatholakala silokhe silekhaya.
Tell you, my brothers, these ladies are actually vendors in Bulawayo, so they are selling different wares, and they are saying, you know, they don't understand these localized lockdowns, because at the end of the day, they are saying they are no longer making money, and sometimes when you go to the central business district where there's money, there's no business, so they end up going home without any income. So to them, these localized lockdowns are ridiculous, and they don't make sense. But they are saying they are following these regulations that were actually, you know, put by the government. And all what they are saying is there's too much confusion, and you don't trust what the government is saying, you know. So at the end of the day, they are saying it's problematic, this kind of a thing.
Apo tirikunzwa isuma vamadzimai vari kubulawayo vari kutaura ivo pamusoro pekuomeswa kwakaitwa iwo mitemo yeCOVID-19 munzvimbo yavari kugara. Vari kuti ivo pari zvino raramo yavo yatokanganisika, uyezve havasi kunyatsonzwisisa kuti kosei vakawanikwa vachiomeserwa mitemo iyi. Ndozvavari kutaura ivo vachiti upenyu hwaakunetsa, uyezve havasi kunyatsova nevimbo yezviri kutaurwa kuti sei mitemo iyi iri kufanira kuomeswa yeCOVID-19 kiti.
And but some people are actually working. There's a security guard who also spoke to Ezra Chisaspanda in Bulawayo. Let's hear what he said about working during this COVID kind of crisis.
Elias,
you want to say something in Lapa? You need lockdown to affect Tanoi?
No.
Oh, so yeah, because I'm looking 7 though, instead of that.
I'm looking 7 though, but I'm not taking it.
Okay, so in what we are relying, but we essential.
Yeah, I'm really busy.
In general, class, I'm trying to tell you 3 of our room was 6 in time, my medicine guy.
I put him in a carrier too, so.
I was also a whole family.
Yeah,
equal video does not touch any vaccine.
Yes, I'm a charge.
But won't go my bit.
Okay.
I want to show our window cool and COVID.
Ah, I got tested up after I got on it.
There was a homeboy anyway.
I got a homeboy.
So in 2 years, why could this?
Yes, for who's
good to get good. Got a bundle now, can you know, secret person is about to bat in about to buy as a road to a social distancing?
Yeah, right.
We don't watch it with his answer.
I'm watching it. If you figure the panel in case he's answer, sometimes they say they have a better.
Okay, so okay, Mr. Zutuwalu is very well again. I'll make it very again. I about another Kuma now, no Labosara Konabatin. Why is Sabay?
So that's the security guard, Marvelous. You know, he's saying that, you know, he works every day and no problem with the curfew, because what it does is, you know, he goes there early, knocks off early. And so he's not affected. But he says he encourages people to actually, you know, have this social distancing, to clean their hands, and keep all the standards that are needed, you know, to prevent the spread of COVID-19.
Apo tiri kunzwawo mumwe murume wechidiki vanoita basa ari kuchengetedza nzvimbo vari kutaurawo zvavari kusangana nazvo, asi vachikurudzira vanhu kuti vanhu ngavaenderere mberi vachiteedzera zviga zvakatarwa neWorld Health Organization zvekugeza maoko, kupfeka mamaski nezvimwewo.
Now we also have a granny that actually talked to Ezra Chisa. You know, very interesting discussion here. You know, this lady sells some goods, you know, along the streets, and sometimes sits somewhere and starts selling tomatoes onions, vegetables. Let's hear the discussion just briefly.
So la pondo nono ngene la wa usenza nono kutani
anga sebenzi
yena ngiyasebenza
eh
so ngendaba yokuthi kathi akusela umuntu ukudla endlini wathi ngcono usebenze wena
eh ngathi ngcono abantu bafisa kuno
so la poda ngala
emakethe
kuyisizo thengisa abantu la
eh ngizo thengisa isiro ukuthi ngiyamba ngamfakela abantu izenze ntolo kokuhle
so abantu bangakhala
Eh,
babe mele uthubele umama usethwele uhle.
Eh, bende kuyimbida kwaloko sifike sikuchathise ufake esitokini si.
Nanko ke kuthiwe kathi sike sekule lokho uthiwa yilockdown. So kumele uqede masinyane ngo 6 lapha kumele usise ngkhaya. Kuzwa njani nakho lo?
Wena pa ngiphelele angila ukuthi ngathi iphelele kwapha ngiyathi nomthanda ngiyathanda sokuthi bayikithi. Ay, I'm fasting.
Our holy man is just a little bit. I
But to me, I call me out of big thing in our hole.
Should I be younger?
55.
What do you mean, I'll go to my hole?
So there is the older lady, you know, the senior citizen. She's saying, you know, it's very difficult to get money these days. And during COVID, it's worse off. So she's facing problems, you know?
It's a sentiment that's shared by many. I also had a conversation on Let's Talk Ngati Kurukurei with a lot of people saying that they foresee a lot of people going hungry during these restrictive measures because they are not really sure of what's supposed to happen. Unlike, you know, in the first lockdown where people knew that they were not supposed to be going to such and such places, and they knew that if they went there, the police would be able to, restrain them from entering the cities and stuff like that. So this is a different way of doing things. So a lot of people are finding it a bit confusing as to what exactly they are supposed to be doing. That's what they said on the program.
And imagine, Ezra Chisaspanda spoke to a former footballer. Do you know these footballers, when they are done with business, at times, some of them, have problems in terms of employment and all these kind of things. So let's listen to this interview that he did with one of the former footballers.
Yeah, we know one for it. Coaching, as I knew it is catching me. You want to offer a limited to make that. So I was really mad. You know, you must say.
You put a very good page for it.
I would have a pension for it.
So, Catesmanji, who's in the Jan, who's in Vedem Pinochanova?
Mina lesi nhlala lo mama ngikhosela labantwana.
So you remember Simbaro Zike used to play for AmaZulu and Rail Stars, eh? This guy was a star, I tell you. So he says this COVID and all these other problems, he's struggling to make ends meet, and he says life is very tough.
I think this is what we're also seeing happening to the arts industry in Zimbabwe, as well as the sporting, icons. Sometimes this happens, and COVID has made it worse. Speaking to some of those that sing and things like that, they were saying because they're not performing due to the lockdown, and things have really been difficult for them and their families. So it's good Ezra was able to catch up in real time with a real a former footballer, so we can hear what he's doing and how, if anything can be done to assist him.
Yeah, so we'll continue on rolling some of these videos. So right now we've got our guests lined up. One of them is Mr. David Siampondo. He's here in USA. And we also have Mr. Eliphas Mashaba. He is in Bulawayo right now. And I think Dr. Simbama Vaza is also training us shortly. So let's start with you, Mr. Eliphas Mashaba in Bulawayo. Tell us about these localized kind of lockdowns. What is going on right now?
Thank you, Gibbs. Thank you, Zimbabwe. The localized lockdowns as a result of the surge which we have witnessed in the country of growing numbers in the COVID related issues. And of course, as a responsible government, government has found it correct that they localized where they believe they are hotspots. Hotspots have been identified. Let me talk in particular in Bulawayo, where we have areas under district administrative areas, for instance, where the clinic, the COVID clinic is based. We have got Kulumane. Kulumane will cover areas like Mkanini, will cover areas like Nketa, will cover areas like Chabalala and so forth. And then we have Kandeni, which will cover areas which stretch up to Njube and like in the northern areas. Those are areas which also involve our CBD, where most of our business has been affected. However, I think because of these numbers going up, it is necessary to try and minimize the movement of our people and also re-conscientize our people, because there is a lot of, relaxance. People are relaxed in terms of following the new guidelines or the Ministry of Health guidelines, especially in terms of sanitizing, in terms of masking up, in terms of crowding. Our people in Bulawayo, in particular, there's a lot of disregarding of the rule of law. You go into most of our bars, you find they're packed. You go into our restaurants, they're packed. And of course, we also have the transport situation in Bulawayo or the entire country, which I think is super. Playing a major role in terms spreading the COVID-19 issues, because people are crowded. But I'm happy that the government has issued a directive to say that each SUCO related transport mode of transport, they are supposed to carry at least 50% of the people required to be in that vehicle. So, yes, there's an outcry, but it is a necessary outcry.
Thank you very much. So, there we are, marvelous. So, let's go to Mr. Siampondo, and maybe he can tell us a bit about what he thinks about these lockdowns. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you very much, Gibbs. Thank you very much, Marvelous, and thank you very much to our viewers. Yeah, lockdowns to me, when we are faced with a serious health situation like ours, I think they are most important. But however, I'm having a challenge with how our government really is approaching this COVID pandemic. Right. So you will recall that we had more like succeeded in terms of slowing down the numbers of COVID infections. But however, in a way, we can blame the people also for being a little bit reckless. But you will see that it takes the leadership, it takes the government to, lead by example so that the people will follow. But in our case, in this instance, you'll find out that our government is the culprit to breaking these COVID regulations. If you look at when they put up that Bianehanda poster or that statue, really the government invited people in the streets. And from then we started to have numbers spiking. We also see they did nothing to some of these celebrities who are moving around, gathering a huge amount of people in our towns and our communities. I'm talking in reference to Twaba. And you will see that he was more like supported by the powers within the government. And we could see how he interacted also even with the highest office in the land after he has come from those gatherings. So I think the government is to blame on this one, on this current wave, because it has been reckless by its own actions and some of the actions of individuals that they aided. But however be the case, they need to observe these rules. They need to mask up. They need also to avoid unnecessary movements, because, yes, we may be blaming who caused this and who caused that. But at the end of the day, it becomes individual. Because when the COVID strikes, it is you and your family and your loved ones. So to protect your family, to protect your neighbor, let's just observe the WHO regulations and ensure that we mask up. We ensure that we get vaccinated for those who have got the chance to be vaccinated. And also let's observe all the regulations that are given. And mm-hmm. also even more importantly, to avoid unnecessary movement. Let's stay at home. We know it's difficult, but let's just be at home.
Thank you. Marvelous.
Munoona sei zviri kuitika muZimbabwe pari zvino panyaya yekuomeserwa kwemitemo yeCOVID-19.
Zvinhu zvinorwadza nekuti mukatarisa kuti mitemo yeCOVID-19 yabvira kare iripo ichiiswa. Nekuti pane patinotarisira kuti vanhu vanofara kunge vachiteerera mitemo iyi and vachishingirira, even tinoziva kuti panoiswa mitemo pane zvinokanganisika. Like mukatarisa mitemo yeCOVID-19 inoita kuti vanhu vagare mumba. And kana makagara mumba, hakuna kumwe kwamunowana imwe nzira yekurarama. Hurumende haina chairi kubatsira nacho muchikafu nezvimwe zvinhu zvinenge zvichidiwa kuti vanhu vaita se vawane kurarama. But tinozvinzwisisa nestage ratiri mumaringe neupfumi hwenyika kuti hurumende haitomborina kana maresources ekuti ibatsire vanhu. Asi tiri kuti vanhu ngavachiisa, vanhu vari kuitawo sacrifice yekuti vagara kumba, hapana zvavari kuti havasi kubuda panze. Hurumende yatochifanirawo kuti iyo ichicherechedzawo kubva kudivi kwaro zvimwe zvezvinhu zvazvinoita zvainoita kuti vanhu vasapedzisire vamastreets vakufamba-famba, COVID yoramba iripo. Saka kana vanhu vachigara mumba, ngatigarei tese tichicherechedza kuti tikasatyora mitemo iyi, COVID ichaita zvinani. Asi tikaityora, ticharamba tichingonzi garai mumba, itai zvakati nekuita zvakati. Saka inini mhosva hombe pari zvino pawave iyi ndinoipa kuhurumende, nekuti ndo imwe yakaita mamwe maactivities akaita kuti COVID inge ichipararira. Panga pasina need kana kuti panga pasina chinangwa chekuti vaunganidze vanhu pavainoisa chitumbi chaambianehana, panga pasina need yekuti vamwe vanoita nezvematongerwo enyika vakurudzire vanhu vakaita sana
atwa vanhu vana Passion Java pavaifamba vachiunganidza vanhu mumadhorobha nekuti izvozvozvo ndozviri kukonzera wevhi yatinayo right now. Hakuna kumwe kwatinokwanisa kuinongedzera kunze kwemaactivities aiitwa navanhu ivava pavaiunganidzwa mumadhorobha vachiuchira vachifara vachiita zvavaiita.
Thank you very much, Mr. Elvis Mashaba. Do you have any reaction to that in English and Ndebele? Very briefly.
Ndiyabonga baba Tips. Vakiti uhulumende ngukhulumende. Uhulumende nganxa sila imikhuhlane uhulumende kavalwa. Kuyasetyenzwa suku zonke njalo kuba lama programs lapha lalapha. Yebo ye, kuqakathekile ukuthi nxa kusiba lama gatherings ku-observe yonke imithetho ethe yafakwa ekhaya lokuthi inqabele umkhuhlane we-COVID. Singasola lapha lalapha kodwa iqiniso likhona ukuthi sonke silomlando njengamaZimbabweans. Sonke silomlando wokuthi khona kambe lapho esikhona siyayenza yini. Uthile umfowethu omunye lapho ukuthi ekugcineni into leyo evele iqondana lawo siwedwa. Ukuthi ubukugathari ngiphi kumbe kwathini kwathini thini akuncedi lo lalo kabe lo mlando okuzivikela ngendlela eqondileyo.
Ye, ufake nazo isilungu nje ngamafutshane khona baba.
Thank you, Gibbs. I suppose, yes. There are different views as to how we are spreading the COVID-19 pandemic. Yes, people are pointing fingers to government gatherings and so forth, but let's not forget that the government is an institution which is supposed to be operational. If government does not operate, then you know it's not a supermarket which can be closed down. Government is an institution which is regulated to make sure that it's operationalized properly and certain things must happen. However, it is upon each and every individual to adhere to the stipulated regulations. Mm-hmm. It's not about who has done what. At the end of the day, it's about yourself and nobody else. If you are affected, you are affected alone. I think even if there are certain gatherings which are happening, there is stipulation that there is, the distancing, sanitizing, and so forth. I'm sure governments, they are also aware of what they are doing. Of course, you have a situation where you discover that in instances where there are gatherings, for instance, the people talking about the Mbuyane Handa issue, there would be certain people who would have been invited guests. And I'm aware that in those areas, people are given invitation cards. Of late, they issue out even your name tagged card, so that when you enter, it is known that you're an invited guest. But however, you know, we have people who would always want to be where they're not supposed to be. And those are the challenges which we face. But at the end of the day, it all boils down as to say we all have a responsibility to take care of each other.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We are now joined by Mr. Mike Mgandadiweni. He is in Bulawayo. Hey, Mr. Ndiweni, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Dube. My apologies for joining late. I was running all over trying to beat the curfew at 6.
Oh, yes. So can you centralize your camera so that we can see you? Yes. So now
I'm using a mobile device, so...
Yeah, okay. You're okay. So tell us a little bit about, you know, this COVID-19 lockdown. Where are you and how affected are you, you know, by these lockdowns, as a vendor's leader, you know?
Yes. Thank you so much, Akibs. I think I will start from a positive note to say that I think the government has taken heed to our call to make sure that when they are putting in place these restrictions, they must balance between livelihoods and also COVID-19 restrictions, which means that they must at least allow people to work. At the same time, also putting in place mechanisms to at least contain the spread of the virus. For us, that is positive, that people are working. And as an organization, also, we have taken it upon ourselves to have people moving around marketplaces, reminding people that they have to or they must observe the WHO protocols, like sanitizing, putting on their masks properly, observing physical distancing, and even screening temperatures. And we have even before given some materials through our partners with a number of our organizations to support the traders to reduce the cost of compliance. So we feel this is a right decision that government has taken to contain the virus, but also at the same time making sure that people are able to work. So the lockdown has, of course, reduced the working hours. As you know, that people are supposed to be closing their mkambos around 3 and then try to rush home and beat the curfew at 6 o'clock in the evening. So that on its own, it has affected, of course, the income levels in terms of the sales. As you know, that people tend to buy a lot towards end of the day. And this time around, people are not really concerned about buying or shopping around, but getting home on time, I mean, in time before 6 o'clock. So that has had a dent in the business of our membership. But the strongest call that we are making now to the government, I'm not sure if we are following Mr. Dube.
Yes, we are following.
Okay. So our message right now is to make sure that the vaccine is available. Our concern is that the first dose of the vaccine seem to be seemingly centralized in the mentioned three institutions that you know. I'm not sure if I'm able to mention those based on the press statement that we saw from the local authority. I think they mentioned the Engujeni Hospital, Mpilo, and also at UPH for people to get the first dose. And the second dose, of course, seem to be available in other health facilities. So what it means is that people now have to commute from as far as the way they stay, like Culture Park, for them to get into the CBD and further commit to these centers. So that on its own is a challenge, because a few people will afford to commit at least 2 or 3 times for them to get the vaccine. So our call right now is to make sure that the first dose is made available. And also we're getting reports from some of our contacts and colleagues who are telling us that now they are queuing up to an average, a minimum of 6 hours to get the vaccine. And that is a concern, because some people end up walking away having, let's say, frustrated from getting the virus, I mean the vaccine. So that is a concern. So our call now is that the vaccine must be accessible to particularly high density areas, so that people don't have to commute to all these centers. I mean, to these centers for them to access the vaccine. That is our biggest concern right now, because I think we saw pronouncements from some government officials talking about that they are going to be moving into marketplaces to ensure that people, for those who want to work, to have been vaccinated. And if the vaccine is not available, then how will people get vaccinated?
Thank you.
Yes. So, but for us, we are very clear. We are encouraging our members to at least get vaccinated, so that we try and at least achieve the herd immunity of some sort and be able to get working again in marketplaces.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. So let's get Mr. Siyampondo back on the screen here. Marvelous, go ahead, Mr. Siyampondo.
Mr. Siyampondo, mnaona seji kutawurwa kubakubula wae pamsoro peja, wala kusangana na shupangwa ino ye COVID-19.
Yes, Siyampondo, what can you say about what was being said by Mr. Michael Ndiweni? In short, if you can, go ahead, sir. No, I think, can you log in again so that you can hear us? So can you log in? Maybe come back again. So let's go to Mr. Eliphaz Mashaba. You can pose a question. You're marvelous to Eliphaz Mashaba. Go ahead.
Mr. Mashaba, so on the ground, what, how are people like living day to day? Because we saw some videos of people that were really saying that they are facing major challenges in when you look at the, you know, being able to look after their own families, especially during this new imposed lockdown laws.
Mr. Mashaba, can you hear us? Go ahead, sir. Can you hear us? I think he got disconnected there. Well, let's bring back Mr. Michael Ndweni. He's there. Quiet, marvelous.
Mr. Ndweni, I'll pose the same question to you, that what are some of the challenges that people are facing right now in these newly imposed, you know, COVID-19 laws?
Okay, I think I've mentioned some of them in my previous, previous submission. I spoke about the reduction in incomes or sales because of the reduced number of trading hours. Mm-hmm. That is a serious concern. As we know that a few months back also we had an outright lockdown. That is a serious concern because some people, I was talking to some today, they were saying they have been failing to take off. They haven't even taken off. And already now we have this reduced number of trading hours. So it's really giving or even putting or a knock into their businesses. So that is a concern that we are seeing. And of course, beyond even this current lockdown, but the issue that we have the borders closed, some people have been surviving on bringing goods from out of the country for resale here or producing some goods locally and taking them out of the country. And they are saying right now they are not even working because of the closure of the borders. So they can't go and sell in neighboring countries. They can't go and buy for resale in the country. So that has affected many people. And the women are talking about issues of getting harassed by or getting their goods stolen or getting overcharged by what they call the runners or middle person who are now at the go-between, who are trying to use, of course, other means, for instance, maybe trucks to bring in the goods. And they are saying that they are actually making very, very low profits, which are not enabling them to fend for their or feed their families or access education, pay for the school fees, or even access medication, among other things that they need to, have their families surviving. So these are the realities that women are facing. And for those that take a risk to, some of them were told that they even cross in some illegal exit or come in using illegal points, they get mad. Some of them are getting raped, telling us that sometimes you get raped and then you are even scared to report because the husband will know that you got raped, and some will get rejected. Some are saying they don't even know the structures or the institutions that they should approach should they encounter some of these sexual assaults or sexual harassment. So these are the realities that women are facing under these continuous lockdowns.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Yes, I was a colleague. So let's now cross over to Bulawayo, where we know that Ezra has been talking to a lot of people, marvelous. So let's get him on the screen with some people that he's been talking to about COVID-19, these lockdowns. Here we go.
Yes.
When I go,
I'm going to go to the hospital. Sizafuna abantwana sibili kasikwazi ukuthi sizabamba abusekela ngakho.
Mhm. Wena kona belo bhemula kuminjana abantu baxokozela kakhulu ukuthi kuphambanisa ukuthi kambi ngabe corona igcwele.
Ah lokho ngingakhuluma manga mzawami.
Suka wabona umuntu ogula icorona.
Angaze ngimbone sibili.
Akula umuntu ofayo umazi.
Hayi. Akho.
Ijackson sahlathwa kodwa.
Iya sengahlathwa.
Kodwa ke sikumele ume kade sikwenza lokho kwenza.
Hayi sokumele ngiyime ndoda kwathi kakumeli. Nami ngizabe ngingancenga nami ngikhona.
Ama-customer njalo kuvalwa ngo 3 years abuya.
Lokho sokusazi inkosi ndoda.
Mm.
Futhi yakhuleka ukuthi babuye.
Mm.
Njengoba lapho. Kunoba abakwenzayo abanginika khona lako yikho othila ngapha.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. So, lapho ke buye kuyeke lapha kunozana. Wena uyenzani? Lawa yalungisa.
Mina lami ngizongifinchina.
Yiyo le ngizolela lapha.
Yiyo wena ngizolela lapha.
Ama customer ke kuya manje nambe labe lilawo lonyaka ombe kunzulu ibusiness elibinjani kodwa
yona ibusiness ibisingani ya pick up
mm.
manje nanko sokubuya so, futhi okunye kunzima bro
mm. okay basi wena ufisa ukuthi ngakwenziwani ngale lockdown kubantu babesebenza kungube lockdown
ah ikakhulu i lockdown le nabe sifisa ukuthi abantu ngaba khululwa nje ngesifiso ngoba ungathwa hlala endlini into zonke ziyama lazi amarenti khathi sibhekane namarenti ekhansili awezesa amalandlord
konke lobafuna imali abalandawo lockdown
bafuna imali kwanele
so abalandawo lockdown
hayi kulandaba
khona abalandawo irenti yabhadalwa kunje
ifuneka ikwanile mngani kokuthi ke kulapho uhulumende ofanele ukuthi ngawe uyangenela khona sincedise khona khonapo
khona lockdown kunje irenti hayi
hanti abantu nxa kusiba nama lockdown sibani uhulumende sibili ngawe uyangenela ezigabeni zabo khansili kuzesa abone ukuthi kwenzakala njani njengoba nabantu babebesezindlini kanti imali yakhona kuyathuyivela.
So nga mpatala wenzwana.
Uyaxotha sibili ngabona ka street. So kulapho kuno
lobo ugcine kuncane konke sokusebenza ku rent.
Uyakho sokusebenza ku rent kodwa ke anti silala abancane. Uyakho ukudla phela akwazi ukufa kulelo
kuzo.
Mm. Nako kuncane la.
Kebe ufuna ukudla.
Uyakho ufuna ukudla. Mm. Lapho ngitshele ngenze njani ke.
Mm.
Kunzima mngani wami.
Akunzima.
Ukhulumende ngawe uyasincedisa sibili la.
Ikakhulu into enza ama rent
le. Ikakhulu into enza ama rent.
Ngoba thesi sibhekane lokulungisa izimali zesikole sesikole. Kumele enye indlela imali. Hayi, so sekunzima. Eh, amazwi okucela mama wena uthini?
Hayi, njengabe sibhalela sobe sithi lockdown, hayi sithi labe cancel ukuthi ethawini la singase sabhadala amarenti njengabe bebhali. But bona bayezowabizela kuphela amarenti. Noma at least ukufodisa abantu ukuthi bebethola ukudla besehleze ezindlini. Sobe lokho sihlezi kungela lutho, amarenti endlini ayafunakala, ngapha ayafunakala amanzi, amagesi sofuna ukubhadalwa kodwa thina sihlezi endlini.
So there you are, Marvelous. You know, these are some people who have got their own stores. They are doing whatever they are trying to do. But they are saying, you know, this kind of situation that they are in is very tough. And they are asking the government to actually intervene in terms of paying rentals. You know, they are saying that's having a very direct impact on their lives. So we still have Mdadla with us. And Mr. Musan Musontini, I think he has just joined us as well. So, quiet. Maybe you can go to Mr. Eliphas Mashaba.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Eliphas, when we talk about some of, you know, the things that are needed for the vendors to use during this COVID-19, are you availing that to some of the vendors, or what's the situation there to enable them to carry on with their work?
Yes, Mr. Mashaba, are you there? I think he has been cut off. So
I think, network is probably very bad. But let me just translate what the gentleman there.
I guess he's better again. So let's try him. Mr. Mashaba, can you hear us, sir? I think we've got a problem. And Kwabala Ndamate has just been cut off as well. So let's go to the gentleman that we have here. I think that's Michael Ndiweni. He has been around for a while. So let's try him now. Go ahead. No, I think it's cut off as well.
Okay, in the meantime, regarding what I was going to say, 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 what I was going to say vanga vari kutaura iko kuti vari kusangana nematambudziko akawanda panguva ino yeCOVID-19 uye shuviro yavo ndeyekuti dai hurumende yakwanisawo kubatsira vemabhizinisi nekuvabatsira panyaya yekubhadhara nzvimbo dzavanoshandira semarentals nezvimwe zvakadaro vachitaura iko kuti dai paitwa homwe inobatsira vemabhizinisi nekuti pane zvinhu havasi kugona kubhadhara marent nezvimwe zvakadaro.
Yes, I think Mr. Eliphas Mashaba is back now. Mr. Mashaba, can you hear me now? Hello, Mr. Mashaba, can you unmute your button and come in, sir? We're waiting for you now. I think he has got a challenge there. So, how about Kovalanda Mate? Uyangizwa? Kovalanda, uyangizwa? Kayanzani.
Yeah,
I would to one one and the other is Zimbabwe. One man lockdown lock up. Yeah, Kubekaba. Kubeka, Kovalanda. Yes, Kovalanda, the network is not doing us any favor. So let's try to see what we can do. So Ezra, Jesus also spoke to several other people. Let's hear some of the interviews that he did right now. There it goes.
Mama Ling. Mama Ling.
Mina un Fatima Nguyen.
Yeah, Fatima Nguyen. Yeah, Umama Ling. Shalom Dewe. Yeah, when I. Yeah, when I. Okay. When I see. Kukhuluma ngendaba omkhuhlane lo we-corona senza ukuthi kube ne-lockdown sizo kuthiwa khona belokishini lapha le kuthi ugcwele sokule hotspot
mfela ungithathele i-corona yami
kanti ungithathele i-corona yami wena siye size lehe lapha zothi igcwele lapha kugcwele yini lapha enkulumane wena wabona ilutho okay wena la ungayibona manje nxa uthiwa kathi silivalele zasenza njani uthiwe liphile njani anti kuthiwe ngo-3 bese lihlezi ngikhaya amashopu namhla avala ngo-3 lizwa njani so ikhefi lizaphila njani ikhefi ngo-6 kutho ukuthi asahambi ndawo mama asahambi ndawo ngo-6 yatshola uhlezi wenzani wena empilweni manje ndiona kuthiwe kona kusathengiswa mae i-restaurant so kodwa itheka iyavikela
kona pangwazi sizabona
nako abantu bathenga kodwa wena kutshela abantu ukuthi upheka ngabafuna ukuvakatsha eshop yakho phela sile sithengise khona emashopu lapa nxalambele msupport uthe ngobantisi shelendebele uyapheka kwamakona kana ishopu lifike limthengi lithwala kwethu lazele siyefika kuyo mama ona ndiona kuthe uyesaba la swahlatshwa yini okahlatshwa yaphela ungahlatshwa ilokishi lakho phela leli kuthiwa yi-hotspot kambe liqinisweni
sizwa ngabo kodwa thinasikwazi sizwa ngabathi kuthiwa inkulumane i-hotspot mina ngomunye ohlale enkulumane 5 asikwazi njengoba kuthiwa singamina wemagrosa ngahamba ndingani ngalala sendingalani ngumuntu ngobama kuhlala endlini kuphela
so kathi sakula nto ekuaffekthayo wena
vesemazobe
ne-carefew uyahlalela
mina kuyangi-affektha ngokuthi even kathe sengani ngiyastressela ingqondweni
yindaba
nxa wathi asihlale endlini ngingaphumi bengizama ukuthengisa okungumbhida mphume ngizakuhlala ngangidleni endlini
Yeah, so some of the people that are talking to Ezra Jesus Panda there, I think Mr. Michael Ndweni is in now. Mr. Ndweni, so these are the people that you work with on a very regular basis when we look at vendors and all these kind of people. So now, what do you think about all this? I think he has been cut off. Today, our network is giving us a lot of problems, but we believe that we've got so many people that we have here that we can actually, you know, have on right now.
Kamumana.
Bakare, Bakare.
Yes, Bakare.
A.D. Bakare.
Yes.
Yes.
Nyobona bulungisele lo hambo so siya ngabe usithu ebantwana
ngikhathi siya emfe.
Yes.
But ngifuna ukuphuma lapha kuya eBotswana manje.
Yeah.
Ikho kula bantu abantu.
EBotswana kula bantwana.
Yeah.
Manje kuyini sokumisa ukuthi ungahambi?
Indaba yena le yecorona. Yesemisile ngoba ngami futhi ngothatha i-COVID alawona COVID ama-test lawona wathi awuphumi ngale border ngoba kuvaliwe So I just said, "Funu hamba mo Friday, last Friday."
Okay.
Then I went to the test on Thursday.
Where was it?
What year? Akuenzo kutu.
Why are you test?
Yes. Why? What year? Akuenzo. Ngapun testo ngat testo apat ka opum. Ukuya ya opum elizo nusi out.
Aban tole ba?
Aban tole na se bozwa.
Babo tole na. So msebenzi kile.
Msebenzi umi. Ngiri kambani kuna ngare bozwa.
Ule kambani
kuna. Yeah. Kudwa ivaliwe kati. Ngoba ngenda bayinalia ngaswela umuntu ungabe trusted ukuthi ngumshiye
amathiyani
eh lekambani
so lapho uniselokuthini lechabalala la
yangisechabalala
eh la ibisho tray hotspot uhamba njani la
i hotspot
eh ukuthi i corona igcele la
iya ngiyizwa kufika njalo
ukuthi i
corona is ya ikona kona apa kakhulu especially enkulumane i next door yami la
eh
kufa abantu abaningi eh
so uzanjani manje kathi njalo ufuna ngemfeni njalo sithi kulalo kula kuhamba.
I'm not even comfortable.
Yeah.
I'm not
about his job open.
Yeah, of course it's in Nissan. Yeah, umtaka my guru wami.
Okay.
But yeah, so, just
uzayenzani manje ngathola lokhu njani lockdown namhla uthole ikhefi phe.
Ngisho
njalo ngwa 6.
Kusho ukuthi mele impenduke endlini ngesikhathi. Singakachayi 6 wakho.
Sikhangele kona njengo business abantu be business. Nxa kunje phobo kuvalwa emini like this. Ubona njalo ngane bantu
akulunganga it's not good at all. It's affecting us, yes, ngoba our daily commodities we cannot get and meet them in time. That's where the challenge is. It's a great challenge in fact.
Nxa ukhumana nonkosikazi labantwana kwaba bathini bosa
wathi kungcono but they are not comfortable since I'm absent from them. I'm absent from them.
So uthi lapha mama viki lamabili uyakulapha eZimbabwe.
Ngikhona apha ngaya ngapi nxa kunje ukuthi kabavula ngayima ama border akona nxa avaliwe kanje. Akona lapha ngaya khona. So that's where the challenge is to me. Yes baba.
Okay. So uthini manje kathesi uthini ngoba uzulolale le abantu abalale uthi benzeni la?
Abantu
okukhula ama business people banze.
Abantu ma business ngisho khona apha kwabulawayo. Khulubana ukuthi i-government iyangena into le kumele wathiya abantu wasebenze ngoba nxa abantu bangasebenzi vele bayabhadala ngani ama-rent house ongabhadala ngani ama-day commodities whatever they want. They cannot do it because the border, I mean the corona is affecting us. Understand what I mean?
So wahlatshwa manje kuthini?
Mina ngahlatshwa ngivela ngale eBotswana khonapha angikasazi yiko kade funa ukuthi ngiwoshatshwa for that day on Thursday last week.
Yes, so this is a businessman, Marvelous, who is intending to go to Botswana, but he says the borders are shut down, so he's stuck in Bulawayo. So he says he's got some kind of issues with that, because he says his business is grounded at the moment. And now we realize that we said Sunday Marimo is late. He said it's Meshek Marimo. So yeah. We wish to correct that. Go ahead.
Ugadzirisa patambu yenge tataura isu kuti vasa ndechidzambwa vashaya aiwa muni na wavo Meshek Chidzambwa yashaya saka tuda kungogadzirisa ipapo uyezve apo manga muri kunzwa kubva kune mumwe muzvina bhizimisi ari kutaura iye kuti pari zvino zvina zvina kumira zvakanaka nekuti miganhu yenyika yakavharwa saka asi kukwanisa kuti akwanise kuenda kunowanikwa achihodha zvinhu zvekutengesa zvinoreva izvo kuti business parizvino harina kumira zvakanaka panguva ino yema restrictive measures iwaya akaiswa nehurumende vachiedza ivo kuti varwise denda iri recovid-19 rinonzi ratekeshera munyika uyezve tinoona kuti zvipatara zvemunyika zvinosanganisira pari renyatwa group of hospitals vari kuti ivo vari kutogadzirira kuti vatambire varwere vakawanda vachange vachitarisirwa kunzi pamwe vangabatwe nedenda iri recovid-19 tichiona kupararira kuri kuita chirwere ichi pari zvino.
Yes, Marvelous, I think we've come to the end of our show and we need to really correct that the person who we say actually passed away is not Sunday Chidzambwa, but is Meshek Marimo. So Meshek was a very, very good player for Dynamos, you know, and he actually was somebody that we know used to play very good soccer, right? So we've come to the end of the show. We wish to thank our guests this evening. Signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube saying, good night, Zimbabwe.
I'm Marvelous Mklanganya, who is broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C., saying have a very good weekend.
Good night.